1.
It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. My name is Rob Sanders. I'm still battling a cold. I'm blaming it on my wife. It's her fault. There you go. That's how the show starts today. Today's show is going to be ADD on the radio like it normally is. A couple of things we've got to get out there first. I promoted earlier via Twitter, Facebook, etc. that LaVon Kirkham is going to join us in studio. LaVon is, I'm assuming he's on his way. So we'll figure that out as we roll along. If not, then you just get the big old lovable me today for the duration of this fine hour that we have here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. One other note here. Here's what you got. Go to the blog page. This morning, Teddy Hefner did an interview with new Gamecock coach Lamont Paris, and they talked about everything from recruiting to all kind of stuff. If you missed the interview, go and check it out. I posted it for you. It's on the blog page at foxsportsradio1400.com. It is interesting to hear the thoughts of a new coach as he comes into a program. So we've also got today a laundry list of stuff that I want to go over, including the press conference that was just held not too long ago about Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. And you know what? We knew that you eventually Watson was going to have to take his medicine on some piece of it. We kind of knew that. But just the questions from the reporters, and it just seemed like, especially being here in South Carolina and the way that Watson was at Clemson, you just find it hard to believe that some of that stuff was out there. Then you read the Instagram stuff, and it just doesn't come off very good. And now he's trying to make a new start in Cleveland. And I tell you what, he is he's doing and saying the right things that are there. If you just heard in the last update, they talked about the setup where they asked the general manager if it was correct that they didn't consult any of the women that had allegedly been assaulted. And he said no. He said that basically, they thought that it would interfere with the investigation if they did that. So when you look at it from that perspective, do you think that they did their due diligence? Meaning that they said they did all the research they possibly could do, but they were jumping through hoops quick to get Watson on the roster. It's kind of interesting. It also makes you think about this, too, with the NFL. They've suspended players and kind of blackballed them for smoking marijuana. I remember Ricky Williams had issues with that. And, yeah, smoking marijuana is legal. You can buy it in certain states now. But those guys were blackballed. But Deshaun Watson allegedly had things happen that were of a sexual nature with 22 women. Nah, he could throw the ball there, fellas. That don't matter. The Cleveland Browns obviously did not care. 803-978-0182. 803-978-0182. RMF Todd says, puff, puff, pass. Jay says that I am Rob, pocket full of food when leaving the buffet, Sanders. That's not nice, Jay. I don't make fun of your cult guy haircut. Why are you coming on here mocking the program? What's wrong with you? Papa B says he apologizes to Deshaun Watson for his previous comments because there are no criminal charges. He's going to have to pay, though. He's going to have to pay. That's going to happen. By the way, last night we did have the NCAA tournament. And I tell you what, a couple of interesting things from that last night. And I want to talk football here in just a moment as we await our guest to come into the studio. But last night, ladies and gentlemen, I picked Gonzaga in my bracket. And I wish I had Denny Green to help me out. They are who we thought they were. Exactly. Not quite good enough to win the whole thing. And you know what? Congratulations to Arkansas. Arkansas went in there and basically hit them in the mouth. They really did. And they ended up knocking off the number one seed. So we've had, what, three number one seeds eliminated? Baylor's gone. Who are the other number one seeds? My bracket is so broken and trashed. But I think the only number one seed left is Kansas. So with that, Arkansas deserves a lot of credit because they went in and knocked off that number one seed. Tonight is going to be the night where we see if UCLA can get past North Carolina. You've also got the Peacocks. Always got the Peacocks from St. Pete. And Arizona. Arizona's the other team that's out. Thank you, Billy. Billy's helping me out today. The listener's helping out a little bit today because I have this vicious head cold that I'm trying to get rid of. I don't want to sound like I'm some kind of a wuss, but that I feel like I'm listening to everything through an echo chamber. And that does not really help when you're trying to sound coherent on the radio. B. Bean says, Gonzaga always chokes. Lesson learned for you. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. We can talk about that. We can also talk about some of the stuff we talked about earlier this week with my picks for teams that are going to be dark horses in their division. We can get into that. I also thought we would talk about some of the teams that are probably put up high that may end up falling, meaning my team that teams that are kind of overrated. Even though it's early here. And there's lots of players that are still in the transfer portal. I have a sneaking suspicion about JT Daniels, who, by the way, according to Georgia fans, I don't think they walk back that they think that he's absolutely the most awesome quarterback ever. There were fans that were still putting out, and I've got receipts, ladies and gentlemen. They were still putting out stuff on Twitter that, man, we lose this national championship game to Alabama. They were going to blame it all on Stetson Bennett. Now they're wanting to build Stetson Bennett a statue, and that's fine. He played his butt off. But I think that JT Daniels is going to land in the division. I think he's going to go to Mizzou. I really do. He was at the Mizzou spring game. He got to go out there and see Luther Burden and all those guys that he could supposedly go out there and put some numbers up with. Eli Drinkwitz is going to be a guy that is going to, if he has a quarterback, he's going to make him make some plays. I personally think that's kind of the way to go there for Mizzou, because they do have some questions at quarterback, and I think he could turn Mizzou from a 4-win team into a 7-win team. Las Vegas has them projected to be a 4-win team, I think it is. They may win 7 games. So, yeah. I think JT Daniels is going to end up at Mizzou, and he's going to end up facing the Georgia Bulldogs this season. Now, I don't think they'll – I think they have to go to Mizzou. If that happens, that's going to become an interesting game. Not that Georgia can't win that game, but – the fact that they're going to get JT Daniels, not under center for them, but they're going to have to face him. That might be an interesting matchup there. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. RMF Todd says, the irony of JT going to Mizzou and somehow Mizzou upsets Georgia. Now, once again, I did not say that. I'm sure I'll get all the hate tweets at Rob Sounds Good, and that's fine. That comes from RMF Todd in the chat room. Would that not be the most funniest thing ever? Head-to-head, Stetson Bennett versus JT Daniels. And JT Daniels gets the win. Wow. You talk about something that would set the Georgia fan base on fire. They would not want to deal with that. One other comment. Papa B says, Gonzaga played a bunch of easy JUCO teams all year, but got pumped by Bama and Arkansas. Very good, sir. Yeah, they did. Alan says the Gump can dream, can't he? Yeah. I don't think that George is going to have a problem with Mizzou, but I think it'll be interesting if JT Daniels goes out there and he plays at the level that even Alan at some point last season was saying that, you know, he could basically walk on water. If he does that at Mizzou, oof. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. A lot of times these transfers, they don't pan out. I mean, we can look across. Sometimes they do. Remember, Baker Mayfield started at what, Texas Tech? Jalen Hurts started at Alabama, went to Oklahoma. You know, sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. Kirby's Visor says Rob is dreaming, too, of a UGA loss because his scheme couldn't do it. Okay. Georgia fans need to calm down. You won the national title. Okay, you won. Great. You're not the second coming of football. Kirby's Visor, once again, was not paying attention. He says, Rob, are you saying that UGA loses to Miz? I said, no. That's what RMF Todd said, man. See, that's the problem. I'll read a comment from somebody else, and people won't listen and think that I just said it. No, I'm reading what he said. He's interacting with the show and saying that that would be the definition of irony if JT Daniels went to Mizzou and then Mizzou beat UGA if they upset them. That's what he said. And RMF Todd's right. No one said Mizzou was beating UGA. No, he just said that it would be ironic if they did. You Georgia fans, man. You're like the prettiest girl in school, man. Got to be told you're pretty every day. What a mess. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown. Right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Billy's comment needs to be, you know, I'm going to highlight that in the chat room because that needs to be put out there. One national title in 40 years and they think that they're Alabama. Yes, sir. Yes, they've got the right to talk, though, Billy. They ran the gauntlet. They did. They certainly did. But to think that you're just the end-all, be-all of football, stop it. No one wants to hear that nonsense. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown, right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I do have some NFL talk I want to get into in a moment. I want to thank Mazda of Columbia for sponsoring the show. My buddy, Greg Hood. New podcast just dropped today, What's Good Under the Hood. We talked about all kinds of stuff about your car. Very, very cool stuff. 803-978-1832. If you'd like to join us on the program today, feel free to check us out. You know, let's look at teams that are going to be thought highly of that may end up falling flat. Let's start in the SEC West. You know, Brian Kelly's coming in, and I think that people are projecting him to win 9, 10 games, something like that. So, wouldn't it be interesting, though, if he came in, and in his first year, things just, they didn't really have the flow that they needed, and they won 7 or 8 games. Yeah, that's one of the teams in the West that might be the most interesting that might fall a little bit shorter than we think. In the East, you know, folks are loving Kentucky, and they're loving what Coach Stoops is doing up there, but I'm not buying the Kentucky offense. I think they're a team that's going to go under what they're supposed to. Justin is correct. He said, I told y'all yesterday that Arkansas would beat Gonzaga. And Arkansas beat Gonzaga. You're right. And by the way, I give you that pick with LSU maybe not quite being there simply based on the fact that they're playing in the SEC West. And that is a very tough division. It's the toughest division in college football. It really is. So, when that happens, I know some LSU fans are going to be upset, but they could finish with 7 wins and, you know, build that into a better section for the next season. Brandon with a good comment here. I did not mention Jermaine Cousinard has entered the transfer portal. Look, with Gamecock fans, there's going to be lots of guys that are going to enter the transfer portal. Stevenson's already entered the transfer portal. Cousinard, who I thought was a great player, is entering the transfer portal. And Coach Paris said, hey, here's the deal. I'm going to have one-on-one meetings with these guys, but I'm not going to twist their arm to stay here. Well, you know what that means. You're going to have a team built through the transfer portal. He had 8 players on his roster last season at Chattanooga that were from the transfer portal. So with that, I look at it from this perspective. You're going to have a team full of transfers next year, and seeing all these guys leave, it's not an indication on where the program's at. You are rebuilding at South Carolina right now. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Papa B says he's going to transfer to UMass. Would not surprise me. You know why? Frank Martin's going to be there. I think it'll be announced here shortly that Frank Martin's going to be the coach at UMass. And I think Frank Martin's going to go up there and do some things. I think they finished 15-17 last year. If he goes up there and keeps some of those guys and he's able to bring in Jermaine Cousinard, they're going to be pretty good. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Billy says, has Calipari decided on what day he will do his post-game presser yet? No, he did a post-game call-in show without callers. Like, he wasn't going to take any calls. What a sad state of affairs that is. You're not going to take calls. You're making $8 million a year, but you're not going to take calls. Big Barney Ross says, Kentucky has had several players in the secondary that will be out. They have season-ending injuries. We've lost 3 key defensive secondary players. I see Kentucky underperforming. Yeah, Kentucky could be a 6-6 team next season. Don't be shocked by that. I know folks are thinking, man, they're getting their self up. They're going to be the ones that's going to – that Georgia-Kentucky game, this time at Georgia, it's going to be tough. People are starting to write that now. I'm not buying that. Not buying that at all. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Jordan says, is it safe to say at this point that Mark Stoops is more beloved by the Kentucky fan base than Calipari at this point? I think there are a lot of angry Kentucky fans out there. I believe that. I think there's a good section of people that want him gone. We'll see. All right, we're taking your calls this afternoon, 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining me today. A lot of stuff that's out there. We got the Sweet 16 going on. Last night, Duke survives as they win over Texas Tech. I thought we were gonna have the whole setup where the Duke apologists were going to get their moment in the sun on a Thursday night, and then we wouldn't have to hear about Duke anymore with Coach K leaving. But they survive and beat a pretty good Texas Tech team. Now they get Arkansas. I think I tweeted it out this morning. My level of pettiness and things that I just don't like about Duke's basketball program stretches back for years and years on end. And I don't want to bring them all up here on The Rundown, but it's definitely out there. So, Arkansas, you are now America's team. I think I tweeted that out this morning. The heart of America wants you to go out there and handle Duke and end the reign of Coach K. That really needs to happen. Now, here's what I don't want. I don't want another champion. What is it? Would it be a Final Four matchup? I'd have to look at the bracket. My bracket's pretty much redded out. But I don't want another. We have a Duke North Carolina matchup. Ugh. No one cares. Outside of the people on Tobacco Road, just stop it. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Brandon says, why does so many Clemson and Gamecock football fans pull for North Carolina and Duke in basketball? I've never understood that. I don't either. And these are people that I think are great fans. I mean, you have to be a great fan to go. And I know folks that went to every single game during the 0-11 season South Carolina had. And as soon as that, they went to all those games down there at Williams-Brice when South Carolina didn't lose a game or didn't win a game. And they went out there and they put up their Gamecock tailgate and went to those games and watched that horrible team. But as soon as November got here, they flipped that Gamecock hat off and put on a Duke hat or a Gamecock, or a North Carolina hat. I don't get it. Pick one team and go from there. But we shall see how that works out. By the way, we haven't talked about this, but last night there was a section of folks that were on Twitter that were upset. The South Carolina baseball team got 10 run, basically. 10 to nothing, they lose to Vanderbilt. Man, that's just tough. Tough. Jordan says it's because of the lack of basketball culture in this state. If you're talking about it, the big schools, okay. I can kind of get that, but we've had great players in this state. I mean, the laundry list is out there. Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, Ray Allen. Kevin Garnett played in high school here. So let's go out to the phones, 803-978-1832. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, well, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. Hey, well, I got to support the new basketball coach. Let's go test the time, but it's not going to be the same without Frank Martin, you know?
It's not. Frank Martin's a hell of a coach, and I'm sure Coach Parrish is going to do a good job. We'll see how it works out, though.
Oh, yeah, we have to wait and see, my friend. If I got here, my buddy's basket was busted last night, you know?
Yeah, so was a lot of other folks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good day, all right?
All right, you too.
All right, there you go. Lots of brackets were busted. And Jordan makes a good comment. He says, and none of them went to Clemson or South Carolina. You're right. Keeping some of those guys in state. That's one thing Brad Brownell did do with P.J. Hall. He was the top player in the state, managed to get him to stay. But getting some of these other guys, and I thought that Frank Martin was going to be able to do it with the young man from Blythewood, or I'm sorry, from Ridgeview. I thought he was going to be able to do it, but G.G. Jackson, I thought was going to be coming to South Carolina. I doubt he comes now, but we shall see. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That's the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown. One other thing I want to throw out there, too, is that I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and he is from up north. Let's just leave it at that. And he doesn't understand the fascination. He's a big-time fan of the New England Patriots. And he doesn't really get the college football folks. He doesn't understand the passion and everything that goes into college football. And he tried to basically say that NFL fans were more passionate than college fans, to which I just basically told him, I think you're out of your mind. Have you lost your mind? I think the college fan is just different than the NFL fan. If you don't believe me, go to a tailgate, and they have them at the NFL stuff, but, I mean, you have to pay $400 to park, basically. But go to a tailgate and pick your school, your ACC, SEC. Hell, go to a game at Newberry with Coach Knight down there and sit in the end zone, basically, with a lawn chair. It's just different. It's just different. Carolina Jackpot with a good comment there. He says, that's because most of the college team in his area up in the Northeast are, they blow oats. Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. Jet Mech with a comment that says, college Fans are humans. I think the NFL has gotten to a point where it's just, what's the term? Sterile. It's like you're getting like microwave food, basically. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's football, but Alan says college tailgates start Thursday night and end Sunday morning. You're right. And, you know, you can pick your favorite team, whoever. You're going to get, especially at the bigger schools, with the exception of Vanderbilt, who, let's just be honest, Vanderbilt's kind of a drag on the SEC. I think that there's probably been a conversation with kind of a drag on the SEC. I think that there's probably been a conversation with Vanderbilt about you guys should really start trying on the football front because they sure love cashing them checks. They really do. Let's go out to the phones, 803-978-1832. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Rob, it is Begging Megan. What's going on?
Hello, friend. How are you?
Hey, your friend who claims that NFL fans are more passionate than college fans, did he specify ACC or SEC? Because I could see with the ACC probably has an argument. But with the SEC, look at the stadium sizes in the Southeast versus
I can appreciate what you're saying, but you don't have to run down a conference. I think that any college fan base, with the exception of maybe Vanderbilt, because I've been to a game there and it seemed like a high school game, and possibly Duke too, I just think the atmosphere is just more electric across the country. I really, really believe that over any pro game.
Well, you are correct. I don't have to run down a conference, but it's just so easy with the ACC, so it slips.
Well, you've got that stupidity bred into you. You can't help it. Stupidity always rises to the top.
Easy. But look at all the stadium sizes in the South. I mean, what? Even when Florida has bad years, South Carolina goes 0-whatever.
Yep.
I mean, they're filling up. Yeah, they're filling up stadiums that no one in the NFL – well, I shouldn't say anyone, but most stadiums aren't nearly that size in the NFL. And you could cite examples like, Harvey Updike. Yes, the guy was mentally unstable, but you don't have those type of stories in the NFL. You just don't.
Well,
the passion is –
You know what? I also think that a lot of it comes down to sometimes you can't really latch on to players because they may go. They may move on, and maybe some of that will come with the transfer portal as well, but I think that you can't really latch on to players and then think, okay, this is my guy. He's been here for 3 years, and watch them develop from when they were a freshman till, you know, they leave after three seasons or four or whatever. I think that's part of it too, but I also just think that I think the NFL also tries to be too what's the term that I want to use? They try to be too politically correct all the time, and they just come off as being plastic and soft, in my opinion, with the way that they put a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, well, ESPN is tied to a lot of that, too. And unfortunately, ESPN runs college football, and you're seeing that seep into college football as well. So I do think it's going to eventually take it. I mean, there's times where I just have to turn off the SEC network. I just can't take the nonsense that they're the political stuff that they're pushing.
But look, so. I have something you and I can both agree on. And normally you and I fight tooth and nail on here, but I've gotten to the point with ESPN where I will watch ESPN for the games that they have, but when they start their commentary, I turn it off, completely off. You have nothing valid that you can say that I'm actually going to value as a fan of any team. They really don't put anything out there like that. They want to push, even when they have their big events, they want to push other events onto you. And it's like, man, I can't even get into that.
Yeah, and there is clearly one point of view allowed to have if you work for ESPN. If you don't believe me, go ask Kurt Schilling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's been the way with a lot of people. And that's why I think that people are getting to a point now where if they want commentary, they can go find somebody that via YouTube or wherever that they can look, this guy kind of thinks the way that I do, and he's not trying to push something on me that I just don't believe in. And I think that's where ESPN's in the toilet right now.
But to get back to the original point here, that there's just no way that the NFL in general matches the passion of college football. Now in the Northeast, yes, because as my man Jackpot said, their college teams are absolutely horrible for the most part.
I think the only place that might be close as far as having some sort of an electric atmosphere, especially at a tailgate, I think that the Buffalo Bills probably do that. But I've said on record, I think we should give them to Canada as a goodwill piece. But their tailgates, from what I've seen, look to be top notch. But the rest of them are just like, okay. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, the tailgating is not even it's not even close. There is no Grove in Pittsburgh. When you walk around tailgates in Athens, you're gonna hear Louis Grizzard. You're gonna hear people talking about some game 17 years ago that their grandfather, them, and their son and their dad were at. I mean, you just don't have that in the NFL for the most part. I'm sure that you got a few Yankees listening now that I'm probably making mad and they're dying to call in, but everyone knows it's not close.
Well, they don't need to come at me with that stuff because I'll point blank tell them you can watch that stuff and watch your ESPN way up there because that just doesn't fit with me or I think a majority of the listeners here anyway. So, but yeah, you and I agree on something on a Friday. You want to say something harmful before you leave or what?
43-18, Rob.
Have a great day. More of the Rundown when we come back. Thanks to Beg and Megan for calling the show. We'll be right back on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. LaVon Kirkland was supposed to join us today, but he had to take a trip, and our schedules got crossed up. He'll join us next Friday. Let's look forward to talking to LaVon Kirkland then. Some comments. JetMex says, why is Stephen A. Smith commenting on MMA? Dude has no clue about MMA. You want to know why? Because they think that he's just this dynamic personality. And they think that he's going to say some things that will incite some folks. Look, there was a fight with, I think it was Conor McGregor and Cowboy Cerrone. And he said, live on the air, that Cowboy Cerrone quit. Now, I am not the biggest UFC guy, okay? But let me explain something to you. And I can say this because my buddy, Matt Branscom, used to come in and do a show with us. He is a national champion in judo, and he knows about Cowboy Cerrone. And he knows there's absolutely no quit in Cowboy Cerrone. I would have loved if Cowboy Cerrone would have been on that set and he would have said something like that to Cowboy Cerrone because Cowboy Cerrone might have knocked his teeth out for him. How dare you say something that ignorant? Oh, he quit. But see, that's what ESPN does for you a little bit. They'll put stuff out there that and guys out there that are commenting that maybe don't really know much. But to say someone quit like that, especially in fighting, is insane. Absolutely insane. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Billy says, LaVon Kirkland may be meeting someone at Kroger Field. That I don't. LaVon's past all that. Past all that. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That's the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown, where we're talking about the passion level for college football compared to going to an NFL game. And, you know, you go to a Panthers game, and they're close, or a Falcons game, and it literally just seems like, ugh. And I've been to an ACC championship game in the Panthers stadium, and it feels like a different stadium when you have two college teams playing there. So there's that, too. Either way, I don't even think it's close. I think there are passionate NFL fans out there, but I also think that the college set actually blows them away. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. If you want to call up and talk about how bad your bracket is, I'll take those calls. My bracket has so much red on it. It looks like Jim Cornette when Paulie Dangerously hit him with a cell phone and he was wearing that white suit. Old school wrestling folks will appreciate that reference. But yeah, it's not looking good. Not looking good at all. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Billy says a NASCAR race destroys tailgating. Yeah, And I've heard that the NASCAR stuff's like that. But I'll still take the college football experience over all of it. And I've been to tailgates across the country. And, you know, it's hard to say one tailgate's better than the other, but Beg and Megan mentioned the Grove. You go to the Grove, and they've got tents set up with chandeliers in them. It's not a joke. People take this stuff seriously. Papa B says if there was an award for the worst brackets, he'd be in the running. Yes, sir. I can understand that. Tom says the USA pretty much punched their ticket to the World Cup last night with a tie versus Mexico. Okay. Congratulations to the U.S. men for doing that thing. And Billy, I've heard stuff about Talladega that some of the road stories about that it's a heck of an event to go to. So, but Kirby's visor is correct. Normally I disagree with a lot of these folks, but they were right about this. College, nothing compares to college tailgating. 803-978-1832. Are you valuing my friend from up north who says that he thinks that going to an NFL game is a better experience than going to a college game? I kind of laughed at him. We'll take calls on that at 803-978-1832. Do you think JT Daniels is going to go to Mizzou? He sure went to the Mizzou spring game. He's looking out there, too, and he's like, oh, I only have to beat those two guys? Okay. Probably walk right in and play. He probably thought the same thing going to Georgia. Then Stetson Bennett kind of knocked that out. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That's the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown. Jay says the Grove in Athens is the best tailgating. Racing has a few infield corners. With small club setup. Let's leave it at that. Big Barney Ross says nothing on this planet is as exciting as the catwalk in Kroger at aisle 7. Okay, Big Barney Ross. I've been to a Kentucky game, but not since Stoops is there. I want to go to a Kentucky game with Stoops there. I need to put that on the list. More of The Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Gearing up for the weekend. What do we got that you can watch this weekend? Well, you've got Sweet 16 matchups tonight. As I'm on the Duke Hater Patrol, I will be hoping that Arkansas, which is now America's team, will have the capability of knocking off the Duke Blue Devils. We'll see how that works out. Will Kansas be the only number one seed to make the Final Four? We've already lost three of them. We'll see how that works out. In addition to, I think we've got NASCAR this weekend, so there's some stuff out there. But this weekend's going to be beautiful. Go out and enjoy some sunlight, ladies and gentlemen. I posted something on Facebook earlier today that kind of made me laugh. I wanted to share it with you folks before we get out of here. There's someone in one of those for sale groups that says they have 6 free boulders. Must have equipment to move yourself. They're sitting on top of the ground. We just don't have a need for them in our yard. Now, these are massive boulders that probably weigh, you know, upwards of 2,000 pounds, okay? They're big, huge rocks. Now, it's funny on several levels, and I'll tell you why. The first is this person probably bought this house, and it has these boulders in their yard, and they're thinking, okay, I just want these boulders out of here, but I don't want to pay somebody to do it. Maybe somebody wants them. Now, my buddy Jamie in the upstate, who owns his own landscaping firm, says they sell for $300 to $500 per ton. Okay, that's fine. Here's the funny part about it, though. If you go and you look at the comments that went with it are hilarious. The first set of comments were, I'd say the first 10, were women that were trying to get their husbands to go pick these things up, thinking, oh, they could just get them, and that would be the end of it. That's just funny. Let's go out to the phones, 803-978-1832. Welcome into the program. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Finally, we agree on something.
Hi. How are you?
Finally, we agree on something.
What do we agree on there, sir?
College football It's more entertainment in NFL. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Let me quote a caller that calls here a lot. No doubt. You're right.
No doubt. Listen, I know you're eating crow today.
For what?
Duke did it.
Oh.
Duke did it. I ain't hear you say nothing about Duke.
I just said I was on the Duke hater patrol, and I hope they lose every game. And I also said Arkansas is America's team, so apparently you missed that.
And Arkansas get bust. I'm an SEC man. Arkansas get bust up tonight.
They don't play tonight. They play tomorrow.
Oh, and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Would help if you knew when the games were played, sir.
Oh, tomorrow night. Yeah. I'm looking at North Carolina getting beat down tonight.
So you think North Carolina is going to lose tonight, and tomorrow night Arkansas is going to lose then. Everybody's been picking Arkansas to lose for a while now. You might as well be on that
train
too. Are you going to be like that when it comes to I guess you got one correct with Duke there. I mean,
I hope I'm pulling for the upset against Purdue.
Duke should be favoring that matchup. Are they favored?
I'm talking about Purdue.
Oh, with Purdue. Okay.
I'm pulling for the upset tonight.
With St. Peter's.
Yeah, I like that. I like the good little story.
Well, who doesn't like stories?
All right,
man. You have a great weekend, Hollywood. Thanks for calling the program. We agree on that, so there you go. Let's see here. Some comments. Jay says the University of Wisconsin has some racist boulders near the field, had to be removed. Racism solved. Yeah, okay. Getting back to the boulders, though, it's hilarious that, first of all, they think they could just go and get them because you're going to need a crane to get these things. That's how massive these things are. But I assure you there's going to be somebody that gets these quote-unquote free rocks and then they put them in their yard and the wife is going to be like, they're not the right shape. I don't like them. Then you have 2,000 pounds of rock that you're not going to be able to do anything with. I do admire the guy putting it out there. I don't want to deal with this stuff in my yard. Maybe somebody wants it. Please, come take my trash. Little things like that amuse me to no end. Billy says Duke's mayonnaise is the best. Okay. Fair enough. 803-978-1832. Baylor man calls them Wokeconsin. All right. Fair enough on that. That's funny. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Billy says he's multitasking. He's watching Gunsmoke and listening to me here. I like Gunsmoke. I could sit down and watch some Gunsmoke. I'm starting to show my age. Elijah says French's mustard is the best for throwing. Yeah, thank you for that. I wonder, is that how, if you're a UT fan, if you're going to a game and you're packing your mustard to throw, do you get the squeezable bottle of the Grey Poupon and that just says, hey, I'm like really high-class UT fan? And, you know, normal folks get the Kroger brand of mustard. Or not Kroger brand. You don't want any of that with the Kentucky reference. But, I don't know, your best value mustard. That's the mustard you throw. I don't know. We'll have to ask some Tennessee fans about that. Big Barney Ross says Purdue will beat St. Pete tonight. Yeah, I think so. I think they're like a 13-point favorite. The folks from St. Pete, though, they are really, really hardcore on Twitter, man. Go and find some of their stuff. Billy says, wait till you get hit with a glass jar of Grey Poupon at a Vanderbilt game. See, I don't think that happens, Billy, because there's only about 12 people in the stands. They'll be able to pick you out quick. I think there'll be more people. There are probably more law enforcement at Vanderbilt games than there are actual Vanderbilt fans. So there's that. And what I mean by that is the law enforcement that they have just at every SEC game. You got plenty of police officials there and et cetera. What people thinking I'm bad mouthing the cops. That's not the way it is. Love the cops here on this show. Let's see here. They're talking about in the chat room, Lane deserves none of that. Been 10 years. Get over it. Yeah, that people were throwing stuff at him. Boy, he was all about it, though. He was all about it. Bannerman says Tennessee was voted the most toxic fan base in the SEC. Do you agree or disagree? I don't know. I think Auburn is right up there. They're ready to fire coaches in a nanosecond. I think Auburn should be right up there. Are we just talking just football or basketball? I don't know. And by the way, Tennessee fans talking about the Lane Kiffin thing, I'm sure you were wanting Lane Kiffin back when you had Derek Dooley being running your program into the ground, or even old Coach Buzzcut. You wish you could have had some Lane Kiffin there for that. I agree with Kirby's visor on that. Lots of agreement today with folks who normally blast me on the show. I agree with Kirby's visor on that. You got to let it go. Let it go, let it go. All right, next week on the show, we're going to start looking at towards the NFL draft. Give you some over and under numbers for next week. I think Georgia will have 5 players drafted in the first round. I think Clemson will have 0. Oh, that's going to upset some folks. Yep. I think Kentucky's probably going to have at least 1 player drafted. But, yeah, the first round of the draft, we'll start working on that next week. LeVon Kirkland joins us on Friday. Supposed to be with us today, but he had something come up. And our wires got crossed, and we just got mixed up there. All right, I'm on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good this weekend, putting some stuff out there for you. Be watching the games tonight. I agree with someone said that St. Peter's will cover tonight. I don't know. Purdue's got that big, huge 7'4" center that's just massive. St. Pete can't compete, in my opinion. Just a thought. All right, you guys are awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. This is The Rundown. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio 1400. I'm on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good. Podcast available wherever you get your favorite podcast. And we'll be back at it on Monday. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later on.